From Tidbits on September 21st, 2009, this is the audio edition of Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates for September 21st, 2009. Written by Doug McLean. Sandvox 1.6.4 from Corellia Software is a compatibility and maintenance update to the template-based website creation tool. The latest version adds full support for Snow Leopard and a Brazilian-Portuguese localization. Also, the latest version provides an important update to its Amazon list pages and pagelet code in response to a recent change in Amazon's API. Malel 2.7 from RettleX is a feature update to the increasingly powerful word processor. Changes include added support for wraparound text and floating images, Snow Leopard compatibility, a new object palette that enables users to control image attributes, a new setup selection pop-up menu, and an option in auto title flows to list separately in TOC. Also, auto titles can now span more than 6 lines, and the page palette and dialogue have been improved. A full list of changes, improvements, and bug fixes is available on RettleX's website. Mercury Mover 2.0.6 from Helium Foot Software is a compatibility and maintenance update to the keyboard shortcut utility for moving and resizing windows. The latest version includes support for Snow Leopard and fixes a bug that prevented Mercury Mover from finding the bottom edge of a taller and top-aligned secondary display. Camera Raw 5.5 and Lightroom 2.5 from Adobe add raw file support for 5 new cameras, including the Nikon D300s, Nikon D3000, Olympus EP1, Panasonic DMC FC35, and Panasonic DMC GF1. Camera Raw 5.5 also fixes the, quote, demosaic algorithms in the raw conversion process for bare sensor cameras with unequal green response. Things 1.2.3 from Cultured Code is a maintenance update to the Getting Things Done inspired task manager. Changes since 1.2.1 include the capability to disable spotlight indexing, to enable or disable either of the two quick entry keyboard shortcuts independently, and to drag multiple cards from address book or email messages into a to-do's notes section. Also, the items in the general pane have been reorganized, support for Japanese input methods have been improved, the French localization has been enhanced, and fixes have been made to the plugin syntax. A full list of changes is available on Culture Code's website. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Doug McLean, and thanks for listening.